Public hearings are scheduled to discuss rules for home canners. After a season of operating under temporary regulations, it's time to make the rules permanent for home canners. Wisconsin had always required that canned food offered for sale be prepared in a licensed commercial-grade kitchen, according to Donna Gilson at the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. But last winter, the state legislature passed a law making some exemptions.
You sell at farmers markets in community events like church bazaars. You know, you don't set up an internet site and you don't wholesale your stuff to stores in the area. You're just selling directly to consumers on a very small scale.
That means home canners with annual sales of $5,000 or less. The foods must be acidic, such as pickles, salsa, and jams and jellies. And Gilson says canners must use approved recipes. The response after just one season has been great. Gilson says they got stacks and stacks of registrations.
The biggest problem probably that we have seen is people attempting to register to produce products that really are not permitted under the law. And so that right now, that looks like that's going to be our biggest need for public education.
Home canners can hear comments or voice their own opinions at public hearings throughout the state in November. The proposed permanent rules would also expand the ability of small-scale maple syrup producers to sell their product without a license. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.